For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team back at home this weekend. We'll host Northern Michigan, joined by Oliver Peer. Oliver, have you ever think you'd have so much chemistry with two other guys that you and Flammer and Hudson have in 3-on-3?
Yeah, I don't know. We've played so many overtimes. I think that is probably what helps us a little bit, is we've got a lot of time on the ice out there together. But they're two unbelievable players, and they've got me the puck. I've gotten them the puck, and it's been working for us. So, they're just two great players, and they're very easy to play with.
I'm sure you've played a lot of 3-on-3 in your life. What is it about the three of you, and what do you all do well, and that it complements the other two guys?
I think we can all skate, we can all make plays, we all talk to each other out there and communicate. And honestly, like with just two guys like that, it's, you know, you could probably throw a bunch of guys in my spot and it would work, you know, just as well. So it's a combination of things. But honestly, when you just put two good players, like when you put me with two good players like that, I'm going to find success, and they're going to find success too. So it's really a pleasure to play with guys like that, and, you know, it makes my life a little easier.
I don't want to give away too many secrets, but last weekend, both Friday and Saturday, the three guys you were matched up against to start overtime kind of had you on your heels a little bit. It was like a solid minute on Friday before you guys kind of flipped things. What do teams, and I'm not just talking tech, what do teams do so much better now defending 3-on-3 than even your first year in junior hockey?
Yeah, I feel like it's changing, right? Obviously, it's a new rule-ish, the 3-on-3 thing. But teams have gotten better and figured out ways to kind of defend it. And you know, they have different strategies, you know, up ice and in zone and that kind of thing. Obviously, I lost the faceoff on Friday, and that's huge too, because you start with a puck and 3-on-3 is a possession game. So they did a good job, and it was a good game, but it was good to get one of the wins there.
You mentioned faceoffs. You had a fabulous weekend on the faceoff dot. Just the matchup, something you've worked on, something that just clicked. Why the great weekend?
I've been working on my face-offs a lot, actually. It's something I think that's overlooked. It's not the most glamorous thing, but it's very important, and it's something that I haven't been the best at in the past, and I think that would just make me a more complete player to be reliable out there. I feel like I'm relied on for my offense, but I really want to improve my 200-foot and defensive game, and I think, you know, being good in the face-off dot makes it easy for Tom to, you know, feel comfortable with me out there in certain situations. And yeah, I've been working on my face-offs and kind of looking at my opponent, how they take face-offs, because it's different every night. So I worked on that a lot, and it was nice to have a good weekend like that.
Tom mentioned to me last weekend that he is going to try anyway to get, you know, you maybe into more of an offensive zone face-off, Riley maybe more of a defensive zone face-off. Because teams are now specializing at the higher levels like that. Does that change how you take a draw, where that draw is?
I mean, it all depends on the, you know, if it's on the left or the right, the guy you're going against, how he takes faceoffs, if he's a righty or a lefty. So it doesn't really matter the zone you're in, but both are important, and you got to take a different approach kind of to every faceoff. So, you know, if it's in the offensive zone or the defensive zone, whatever it is, you want to win that, and you got to find a way to, you know, beat the guy you're going against.
Hard to believe you guys are already over a third of the way through the regular season schedule. It's gone quick, hasn't it?
It has. It really has. And being, my second year of collegiate level hockey, it's flown by, even just the first year and a half now. So I've been having a blast here so far. We're 14 games in, so it's crazy how fast it's going by. So we only got 6 more games until Christmas break, and then after that, it's gonna go by quick. So I've been enjoying my time, and I'm just trying to stay in the moment and enjoy the year.
Best of luck.
Thank you.